With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. State Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia-Richard recently announced that New Mexico earned more revenue than ever before, $1.1 billion, for leases on public lands. Most of that money is put into the Land Grant Permanent Fund, also known as the Permanent Schools Fund, because most of it is set aside for public schools in New Mexico. Most of the revenue comes from oil and gas leases, and Garcia-Richard says she will keep pushing for an increase in the percentage of royalties paid by those businesses.
All we're asking is to be in line with the very progressive state of Texas, who charges 25%, whereas in New Mexico, we are capped at 20%. So oil and gas companies pay the citizens of New Mexico a fifth, essentially 20%, to extract our very precious oil and gas minerals. And once those minerals are gone, there's no redo on those. They're not renewable. And so we're figuring that we're losing millions of dollars in the lower royalty rate that we have here in New Mexico.
Garcia-Richard pushed for a bill in the last legislative session that would have raised the royalty rate to 25%, but House Democrats voted it down in committee. The commissioner vows to bring up the proposal again, though. Garcia-Richard is also bullish on renewable energy leases on public lands.
Absolutely, yeah. So I believe that New Mexico really is poised to be a national leader in both solar and wind energy, and we've got places on state trust land that are just prime for that kind of development. The goal that we've set for ourselves, and we look like we're going to make it, is to triple the amount of renewable energy projects on state trust land.
Garcia-Richard is the first female state land commissioner in the state's history. And as a former school teacher, she says she wants to continue to use the land office to support public schools, colleges, and its other beneficiaries. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.